it's not a one-to-one personal conversation, this. We're dealing with an audience and need to know what's going on. Ty Wesley, he's part of the audience today, and he's good. What a good competitor he is in the world of NBL basketball these days with the South East Melbourne Phoenix. And good to see the big fella back on court too. He joins us in the build-up to a big weekend for the Phoenix. So good morning to you, Ty Wesley.
Good morning. How are we doing, fellas?
Going well, buddy. Going well. Gee, it's good to see you back out on court. I reckon you must be relieved as well.
Yeah, man. Long road to recovery, but yeah, it's good to be back.
Is that how? Is that one of the longest stints you've had on the sidelines with that hamstring injury?
Yeah, by far my longest stint away.
And how have you operated with that? How do you go when you're sitting there watching and not able to play? Do you get a frustrated viewer, or you sort of deal with what you have to deal with?
Tell you what, it's a lot more nerve-wracking being on the sideline. I sweat a lot more. I stress a lot more. I'm a lot more anxious. It's hard. I didn't realize that it was like that. So it was tough.
What do you reckon that is?
I don't know. I guess it's because I can't control anything. I have zero, I have zero impact on anything that's going on, and so it's just all out of my control. And I just have to sit there and let the game unfold how it's going to unfold.
Ty, how frustrating has it been for you to be out on the sidelines? New club, you're one of the star players, and you can't play. I would imagine that makes it even that little bit more frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, especially from how our preseason went. We went 2-0 in the Blitz. We were building some momentum. You see how the first 5 minutes of the game went before I got hurt. I was rolling, putting some good work preseason. So it was extremely frustrating.
So Ty, let's talk about the team. You're 6-6 at the moment. Obviously, a really important weekend of games coming up. The momentum of the start of the season. You guys you spoke about that. You're going so well as a collective. How do you maintain that being a new team? How do you maintain the energy and the excitement of being a new team now with getting down into sort of, you know, the real heart of the season? How do you maintain the intensity?
Yeah, I think it's something you got to bring every day in practice, and that's something that our coaches are trying to bring out in us. We've had last week we had a really good week in practice. This week it's been hard. You know, we've lost, I think it's 4 of the last 5 games, so it's. Yeah, and like you said, we're in the grind. We got to grind out this part of the season and grind out some wins this weekend. So, every day in practice, we got to bring that excitement, that energy.
Have you been surprised by how good? Like we see a lot of teams come into any competition around the world that are new, and they tend to struggle a little bit early. There's a couple of examples of obviously teams doing really well. But were you confident when this team was put together that, yeah, we can really compete here?
Yeah, I was. I know a lot of people weren't. I know one site had us picked last to finish last, but I never thought that would be the case with the veteran crew that they were bringing in. And guys like, you know, Mitch Creek leading the way for us, Adam Gibson, who's been around for 15 seasons, Ben Magin, who's had a lot of success in the league, myself, and, you know, so we have a good core group of guys who's been around, so I didn't think that we'd struggle too much.
Well, it's been a great start. I mean, I think what you've done is really energized the NBL, and we've seen it go gangbusters in the last couple of years, and you've certainly seen that living at other clubs, but you've energized, I reckon, the NBL again with the introduction of the South East Melbourne Phoenix and gone beautifully. It's a big weekend this weekend as well. The 36ers Friday night away, and then Sunday hosting the Cairns Taipans, who have been in really good form the last couple of games as well. What would be your expectation of involvement this weekend, considering you played 22 minutes last week, which I thought was a good stretch for someone coming back from such a long-term injury?
Yeah, it was a little bit more than I had expected as well. and a little bit more than they told me. They told me 16 was kind of our target, about 4 minutes a quarter. So to go 22, you know, was a little more than I thought, but wasn't hampered by it. The hamstring feels good. I think we'll look to play around the same amount of minutes as I played against Perth both games. But, you know, this is tough, you know, travel, doubleheader, you know, it's all, you know, this is going to be a big weekend for us and for my hamstring. So hopefully we get through it and come out ahead two games.
Hey, Ty, before we let you go, I want to ask you about Simon Mitchell, your coach. We enjoy talking to Simon. He's quite a passionate sort of guy and a bit different, which is good. What's he like to play under?
Oh, Simon's he's a player's coach for sure. You know, he's played the game. And like you said, he's so passionate, and he's got these, he's got all the good sayings. You know,
oh, yeah, no doubt.
These things, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, he's got all the phrases, you know. So, but, yeah, he's a good coach, good dude, and I really, really enjoy playing for Simon.
So we were talking about him earlier in the week. He's brought to the table O-boards, which took us a little bit wild, a bit of a wild understand that he meant offensive rebounds. What's your favorite one that he comes up with?
Oh, let's go through the dance steps. Let's he says all these things, man. Like, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I get picking up what you're putting down. But, you know, he's got some good ones.
Well, he's doing a good job at the top of the chain there for the South East Melbourne Phoenix, and all the fans can get to Melbourne Arena on Sunday to see you in action against the Taipans after Friday night's performance in Adelaide. We wish you the best of luck, Ty, with your recovery. It certainly seemed to go okay last weekend. Hopefully it continues for you and for the Phoenix as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Ty Wesley from South East Melbourne.